Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Wonderful July, our sabbatical month. I hope that you did some traveling, you got together with family and friends, I went on a vacation, just took some time for yourself. I did something special that you always wanted to do. It was 31 days in July, and 31 days went by so quickly. Very quickly, but I didn't get rest like I wanted to, but I'll talk about that later. But I'm so glad to see that you are called in, and tonight we're going to talk about some things. First, I want to make some announcement, and then I'm going to talk about and give you some information that I didn't share with you earlier during the month of July. And and have a message behind that as well. Well, our anniversary is coming up soon. Would you believe that in a month and 16 days, today is August 1st, 1 month and 16 days, we will be celebrating our 20th anniversary. And I am getting excited more and more each time because I just can't believe it's been that long. But God, He has all powers in His hand, and He, He has done so much. He's been within this ministry helping us through the journey of grief, and also during the time He's giving us resources and ways to have a little bit of fun from time to time to encourage each other that He's right there by our side, walking with us, and He still loves us in spite of the loss of our spouse. But He's a good guy, and He always works things out. But I am just so glad that you are a part of it. And like I say, it is so many things that we are planning for our anniversary. There is something that I'm going to mention. I'm not sure if Linda is on the line, but from time to time, if you're computer savvy, and I would say maybe every other week, or really once a week, it wouldn't take but a minute, take a look at our website, new website, and also look for events and see if there's any things that have changed that you can become a part of it. Well, on August 19th, we are having a Widow's Walk. Linda is sponsoring a walk on Saturday, August 19th, and it's from 8 to 10. And she is, and we are raising, we have a fundraiser going on. We have all of you out there hoping that you are raising money for the Next Chapter Widow's Ministry in some form or fashion. You are going to be attending, paying your $30 ticket. Are you going to, if you can't, you're not able to attend, you're going to be sending us, and you've already sent, or you're sending us a donation. And it's easy access on our new website. Go to donation, and you will get a receipt immediately. It also notifies me immediately that you have sent a donation. If you purchase a ticket, the same thing. And I purchased my ticket, what time I did. I think this past weekend I went ahead and I wanted to see how it really works. So I went ahead and purchased my $30 ticket. And it emailed me immediately that a receipt, and what also said, it was so cute, you have a ticket. Mary, you have a ticket. So when I opened it up, I saw a beautiful logo. And after the logo at the bottom, it indicates that you have a ticket for the 20th year anniversary of the Next Chapter Widow's Ministry. So it's so easily done. You get a receipt, and it's very secure. So try it. And if you know someone that you are telling about to come to our anniversary, they can go straight to the website. They don't have to write a check or anything. They just go straight to the website, get their credit card, and it's, like I said, it is a safe site. You can go ahead and then tell them to go ahead and do that and reserve their ticket so they can. We would like for you all to try to take care of the tickets, purchase your ticket at least by the second week in August. We are trying to get enough funds, from the ticket sale to go ahead and take care of our venue and also the food that we're going to be serving during that day, the breakfast that we're going to be serving. We're going to be serving shrimp and grits, quiche. We're going to have chicken strips. We're going to have, of course, eggs. What else? I should have had it in front of me. I'm trying to think of all the other things. Croissants. And we're going to have fruits as well as tea and lemonade. And I think that's most of the things, but I may have missed something, but we're going to have a nice breakfast for you. So, and please, you know, come and be a part of our anniversary. The other thing is, oh yeah, getting back to the walk. The walk is a $10 registration fee, and that's for, she's going to be giving out some water, some little refreshments and stuff like that. And the refreshment, it'll also a raffle ticket too. You also get a raffle ticket. And she has some nice gifts that she's going to be raffling off at the walk. After the walk, she's going to be raffling off, and it's a nice gift that she's already put together to give you all. And the walk is at a beautiful park, Billy something park. I don't have it up in front of me, but it is in Ellenwood. And it's a beautiful, new park, and it's beautiful scenery. So 8 o'clock that morning is early, so it hasn't gotten hot yet. So please come out and be a part of that. Just coming together at, to support her in this endeavor. So that's one thing. And then any way that you are going to be raising money, you do your thing. You call your friends and family, businesses, and whatever. So just knowing that there's so many different ways that you can help us to raise this. And it's $20,000 we're trying to raise. 20 years, $20,000. I know y'all might say it's ridiculous, but God is able. God can do exceedingly abundantly and give us that $20,000 that we need. And I am praying, and I've been praying in the month of July that he's going to do just that. So, and just know when you give your donation, you're going to be blessed by it because you are helping others. And there are many widows that have gone through this ministry in 20 years that they said they've been blessed by being a part of the next chapter, Widows Ministry. So I think that's all the announcement I have. And like I said, we back from our sabbatical. And we're going to be on the air each and every Tuesday. If you would like to, for me to announce something that you want us to know and that other people will know, please free to call me and I'll be glad to do so. And if you have someone that you think that will be good for to come on the air and talk about certain things, I am going to have, going to be getting a lady regarding health issues. I'm going to have her to come on and talk to her us about that. And then when we have a meeting again at my home, I would like her to come and also go over some things as far as health. She has lots of great tips. And it just, like I say, we're going to try to fill up the space that we didn't have, you know, like during the pandemic, we had stopped doing certain things. But now, it's wide open, so I want you to be able to come and to the meetings, and we always normally have a continental breakfast prepared for you. But what I want to talk about is not very, it's only have about 15 minutes. I want to talk about some things that I experienced in the month of July, and I also have a message to go with that because, because the Yuli, okay, let me start from the beginning. Okay, what I would like to talk about is I did not text you all and inform you all what happened to me and my family. But I didn't want to because at the time it was very raw. And I did not, you know, you try to avoid as many phone calls and stuff as possible. But I knew that if I did, you all would have been there for me and my family. But I want to mention it. The reason why I want to mention it now because I want to, there's a reason why I want to share it. But let me begin by saying that it's amazing. Okay, July, the whole month is supposed to have been sabbatical for me, and I was going to try to get some rest as well as work on some of the details that we needed for our anniversary. Now, I have done most of that on the back end versus the front end of July, because that's when Sheila and I normally try to get details and stuff that we're going to do for the coming year. But there was lots to be done for the month of July for our anniversary. I made lots of phone calls to widows that had been around for 20 years, and I wanted to contact them that have not, is inactive, to let them know that we were celebrating our 20. So I did accomplish that on the back end. But on the front end, where I wanted to sort of relax, I didn't have the opportunity. Well, I have an awful tragedy that happened to my family on July 2nd, the beginning part of the month. And July 2nd was a Sunday morning coming from church. And we all were coming from church, and everybody was in church, coming from church. And what happened was a tragic accident, not accident, in South Carolina. Six members of my family were all killed at one time. And I know it's something I'm putting behind me, but I wanted to talk about it because there was something that happened very at the funeral that made such a big difference. This tragedy. Yes, they were all killed, and they were and the person who did it set the house afire and destroyed, you know, them completely. But one of the person of the six was my aunt, 101 years old, that God had allowed her to live for 101 years old, and this Satan decided to come and take away her life and the others. And when we all heard it, we could not believe it. We could not believe it. I wouldn't say we couldn't understand it. We could not believe it. The understanding never came, but it was belief. It always felt like it was some sort of movie or story that someone else was telling that happened on the news. But six family members died all at one time, and one was 101 year aunt. From July 2nd through the funeral was the 22nd. It was 3 weeks of all types of emotion and that were going on between the family members. I mean, we were talking to each other and trying to uphold each other and encourage each other through this journey that we were going on. It was just, no one could really still, even up until the funeral, we just thought, we could not understand and believe that this had happened and happened to so many of the family members at one time. It was very difficult for all of us to get through, but we got through it, the grace of God. But for 3 weeks, and that was most of July, so I didn't get the rest that I wanted. I didn't get the rest and the plan and do different things that I wanted to do. But God was there. He helped us get through this time in our life. It was one of the most difficult 3 weeks we ever experienced. And still it hasn't gone away because these people are no longer with us. And for that to happen all at once, for them to be killed and also the house set afire to destroy evidence of who, what happened. But I know I'm telling you the sad news. But what I'm telling you this for, because even though we could not understand why this was happening, and also that Aunt Maggie was 101, and how an enemy came and took away the life, God allowed her to be 101 for a reason, and for the enemy to come in and take that away. But even though I never hate that person, they found the person, the person is in jail. I never used the word hate. I only called him a monster. That's the only, now I don't even know how to curse. I'm going to be honest with you. I know the word S-H-I-T. That is as much as I can tell you as far as curse words. All I could do is call him a monster, and I still call him a monster. And I still don't understand how one person can do such evilness. But, you know, Satan is roaming the world, and you can hear it on, and whenever you turn the TV on, you hear worse news than that sometimes. And we can't understand it. But we must have faith in God. In spite of the storm, we must still have faith in God that he's going to get us through each and everything that we encounter. And I want to also read this. As I was reading and trying to see what I was going to talk about tonight, he still made miracles happen. I don't understand why he didn't make these miracles happen to save those six people and our family members, precious people. And they were children also. There were two children in that number, in that six. But God, at the funeral, one of the ministers did a eulogy. And to me, I don't know about anyone else, it made me feel better. It connected me more what was happening, how we must trust God in our walk. We must trust God in our faith. And faith, so put faith above feelings. Now, the eulogy was about Job. Job, you know the story about Job. 10 of Job's family members died. 10 of them. Now, my family member was only 6. 10. And everything else was, all of his livestock and livestock was killed as well. So, and what Job went through as far as the ball and stuff on his body, the different things, Job never turned sight of the Lord. He always continued to have faith in God and love God in spite of what he was going through. And when the minister did this, is because God loved Job, but God allowed Satan to come in and test Job. God was right there all the time, but he would not allow the devil to kill Job. But in this, but he went through a whole lot of terror and loss in his life during that time. And when the preacher was talking about Job, because Job was well loved by God, and because I was thinking about my aunt, 101, didn't God love her enough not to let her go through this? She was 101 years old. But, and even the little girls, the little kids that died, each one of them, but just knowing that, what they went through. Job went through it too, but God was right there. And God was still there with us. Right now, we don't understand all of it, and I never question why he allowed this to happen. But God still loved those six people that left this world in such a tragic way. Job's children, 10 of them, all at one time also. So we must trust in God in spite of what's going on in this world. Every time you turn on the TV, the things that you're hearing that you never heard before. But and through it all, our tears, our whatever feelings, emotions, we have to walk in believing that God is still there with us and he's going to get us through. He will give us the strength. He said he is our refuge in a time of trouble. And he is. And let me read this part here. Put faith above feeling. who is in charge of your emotions? Is it you, or you have formed the unfortunate habit of letting other people or are troubled situations determine the quality of your thoughts and your direction of the day? If you are wise and if you would like to build a better life for yourself, you need to learn how to control your emotions. I know during a tough situation like that, you will say, how can we control our emotions when this happened in our lives? But God is saying, trust me, I'm still there. I haven't left you. I'm right there walking you through, helping you through your emotions. Our emotions are like the weather, only far more than fickle. So we must learn to live by faith, not by the ups and downs of our emotions, like a roller coaster. Now, even though our feelings were up and down like a roller coaster, that eulogies put some perspective in us, made us feel better about the situation. That in Job's situation, there was more death in his family, was more situation that happened in his family, but he was right there. He still loved Job in spite of. He still loved Aunt Maggie. He still loved all the others, the names I could call, in spite of this. He was still there with us through the journey that we experienced for 3 weeks, July 2nd through the 22nd. We must stand strong. Yes, I'm not saying that not to cry and not to never feel, not to never let our emotions go haywire, but we must stand on God's promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's still there with us. He's going to get us through each and everything that we may be going through, and even what you have gone through in the loss of your spouse. Also, what else I want to say? He wants us to be strong. Try not to allow the negative feeling to destroy us. Distrust it, reign in it, test it, and turn it over to him. He's saying that your emotion will eventually change, because once you let go and let God, that you will, your emotions will start begin to feel better, and you will trust him completely. And this statement is said, our emotions can lie to us, and we need to encounter our emotion with truth. Our emotion doesn't lie to us. I read that. I said, our emotion doesn't lie to us. It's real. But we have to allow our faith to overcome. It says, put faith before feelings. That helps us to be able to move one day to another, to think about our faith in God, our trust in God, what God has done for us in the past, how he's gotten us through certain things before. We must use those things to strengthen us and let us know that we can go forward. We can keep going in spite of the troubles and the tragedy that can come in our lives. We must stand strong on his word to get us. So what I'm saying to you tonight, even though I experienced 3 weeks of sorrow, grief, we all did, that God was right there. We came together as a family. We have a large family. They all came. Everybody from different states came to embrace the ones that were there, that lost their mother, their father, their daughter. So we knew that God was still there, putting that energy in the ones that were trying to embrace the ones that down there, because I saw where it meant a lot to them, for all of us to be there for them, that were experiencing this, you know, these losses right there in front of their eyes. So just knowing that God will give you the strength that you need and the things that you need to say to people to comfort them and embrace them through different trials and tribulation in your life. Just be strong in his word and don't give up. I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel certain things, but just don't stay in that place. Help him to show you something to make this to make you feel better about the situation and knowing that he's still there. And when that young man preached about Job, it made me feel better. I could go forward saying that God loved these six people in spite of what situation that they experienced or suffered or whatever. God was right there with them. He was right there with Job. He never left Job. He always was there in spite of the journey that he allowed the enemy to come in and destroy. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. I'm sorry that it was something sad instead of something wonderful, but I'm just letting you know that we have to work on our emotions because our emotions can get the best of us and we won't think right. We start hating and saying things about people that we think about it later. We shouldn't have said. So, but yes, I just continue to call him monster. I could not find another word because, like I said, I'm not a person who curses, and so I just call him the monster that came and tried to destroy our family. But like I say, let God take care of him. Let his will be done. God will take care of that. And we just don't need to have those negative thoughts because just letting God take care of it for us. And that's all I wanted to say tonight. Be blessed and have a great night. I'm promised that next week I won't be talking about death or whatever. I'll be talking about something a little more happier, but I wanted to share that because I saw what God did with the eulogy. He made us feel better about the situation that, you know, he loved Job. He loved these six people. We don't know what the reason why this happened, but we knew that God still loved these six people that lost their life in such a tragic way because of the story of Job. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Everyone who they didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So,
I'm
dying inside.